Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In April 1904, Utah received a visit from one of the most notorious labor agitators in U.S. history. Mary Harris Jones, better known as Mother Jones, was an Irish immigrant who, after losing her husband and children to yellow fever, devoted the rest of her life to working people and their unions. She became particularly important to the miners in the American West, who were fueling Eastern industrialization with the coal they unearthed. Carbon County's Utah Fuel Company employed the majority of Utah's miners and produced thousands of tons of coal per year. Miners accused Utah Fuel of running a company town, cheating them at the scales and violating Utah's labor laws. In 1903, they walked off the job, demanding better wages, hours, and recognition of their union. The strike began at the Sunnyside Mine and then spread to Clear Creek, Winter Quarters, and Castle Gate. Miners' work was dangerous, and they had legitimate grievances, but the company dismissed the strike as part of a wave of labor unrest sweeping western states. They blamed Colorado agitators for encouraging Utah miners to strike out of sympathy. In this, they were right. Mother Jones did arrive from Colorado to rile up Utah miners. But Jones's critics tried to discredit her, a 67-year-old woman, by associating her with prostitution and vice. The Deseret News called her a vulgar, heartless, vicious creature with a fiery temper and a cold-blooded brutality rare even in the slums. Still, the striking miners were happy to follow Jones and turned up the heat on the Utah Fuel Company. Fearful that the strike would lead to violence, the state sent in the National Guard. They couldn't keep tensions from rising, so local officials staged mass arrests, which broke the back of the strike. For her part, Mother Jones went on to co-found the Industrial Workers of the World and continued agitating for another 25 years. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by John Perry Christensen. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.